Our cash cattle markets continue to be strong across the Midwest. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely, buy registered Angus bulls. We have been hearing about some great cash prices not only across the Midwest, but at some of the cattle livestock barns. Greg is with Stockman's Livestock, Yankton, South Dakota.
You know, everything's good. I call the market surely steady. Maybe a little stronger, different spots. Seen a lot of cattle, the conventional cattle, 42 to 45, and the no implants from 44 to 48. And you get into these handy weight cattle, a little go in them, you might see 48 to 54.
Yeah, and that's what we've been hearing right here in the upper Midwest, right in that 244, 46 area. Is there a lot of talk about what we're seeing to the south, 48s, 249s?
I heard some of that last night. You know, I heard some 249 down in Texas, and they're running out of cattle, you know, so... This way this thing looks to me, they're short in the south. We're short, getting shorter up here every day. And this market looks like she should hold steady to get higher going all the way into April, May.
And I talked to Brad Coima with Coima, Coima & Varlick based out of Sioux Center, Iowa, regarding the higher cash prices.
You and I are talking about very, very tight and short supplies, and that's driving the market right now, isn't it?
Oh, boy. Yeah, she's... Thanks for having me on, Keith. But the phrase that comes to mind is... Phrase I heard from a good friend of mine back in, on a day like today, he said, you better put on your big boy pants today. It's a wild affair. And once again, you know, the theme continues to be the same. You get to the end of the week, Packer can try to, you know, play standoffish and play the game of chicken. And when you've got this much leverage, because the supply of cattle is indeed that tight.
And the general feel is we could see higher prices yet this week. With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association. I'm Keith Lundberg.